This is episode 53 of the Shawnee, How I Got My Voice Back, Part 1. For more information, visit goodwordsrightorder.com. For the Shawnee, I'm Patrick McLean. Well, it's been a while since the last Shawnee episode, and I feel that I owe you an explanation. I could tell you that I was busy working on How to Succeed in Evil, or that freelance has been very good to me through the beginning of this year, but they're both excuses. Good excuses as far as they go, but hardly the truth. You know, that truth with a capital T that I've always given you, and that I believe you've come to expect from me. The plain truth of it is, I got sick. At first I tried to ignore it, this weakness that flesh is heir to. After all, I was a busy man. But did the virus care? No, the virus didn't care. When the fever set in, I knew I was in trouble. And then came the dreams. The crazed, fever dreams. I fought back as best I could, staggering around the house with a bottle of NyQuil dangling from my left hand and a .45 clutched in my right. Or was it a digital thermometer? Confusing, sleepless, snot-filled nights. Could have been for a day, could have been for a week, but when I awoke, my voice was gone. Serious business for someone like me. I went right to my doctor.
What seems to be the problem? I'm sorry, I can't read your handwriting. I still don't understand. You're writing me a prescription for cherry Pez? Why don't you just tell me what's wrong? Oh, I get it. You've lost your voice. Let's have a look here. Open wide. Whoa, my heavens. Is this your idea of a joke? I don't think it's very funny. Well, Mr. McLean, your vocal cords, they're missing. Well, don't look at me like that. I certainly didn't take them. Now tell me, how did this whole thing begin? Is that one for yes or two for yes? Here, use my pen. No, I don't think I'd like that very much, but you can give me my pen back. Filthy boy. Let's take a look at your blood work here. T-cell good. Yes, I think I see what the problem is. Yes, right here. Hoodoo. Yes, I'm afraid some bad juju all around. You see this number right here? It's your juju count. Clearly someone has put the hoodoo on you. Rare, but not unheard of. Medical term is aphasia voodooficalistification. At any rate, take this prescription to a voodoo priest or priestess. They should be able to straighten you right out. Oh, I'm sorry, I'm not board certified to practice voodoo. We're technically not even allowed to make referrals, but I'd try New Orleans if I were you.